Rare cervical tumor highlights importance of accurate diagnosis in women with persistent menorrhagia and pelvic pain. Buffalo, New York, the 15th of July 2026. A new case report was published in Volume 13 of OncoScience on the 22nd of May 2026, titled Cervical Angiomyoma, a rare tumor behind persistent menorrhagia and pelvic pain. The study was led by first and corresponding author F.C. Tomopatra from the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Bhubaneswar, India. Cervical angiomyoma is an exceptionally rare benign tumor arising from the smooth muscle cells surrounding blood vessels, although non-cancerous. It often presents with symptoms that closely resemble those of much more common gynecological conditions, including cervical fibroids, polyps, adenomyosis, and other uterine disorders. This overlap can make diagnosis challenging and may delay appropriate treatment. The newly published case report highlights the importance of considering this rare tumor in women with persistent heavy menstrual bleeding and pelvic pain. In this report, the researchers describe the case of a 26-year-old woman who presented with several months of irregular menstrual cycles, chronic heavy menstrual bleeding, and intermittent pelvic pain. Laboratory testing revealed moderate anemia caused by prolonged blood loss, while pelvic examination identified a large cervical mass measuring approximately 6 cm, initial transvaginal ultrasound suggested either a cervical fibroid or cervical polyp, illustrating the diagnostic difficulty associated with this uncommon tumor. To further characterize the lesion, magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, was performed. The scan demonstrated a well-defined cervical mass with high signal intensity on T2-weighted images, findings consistent with a prominent vascular component. Based on these imaging characteristics, the clinicians suspected angiomyoma and proceeded with complete surgical excision through a vaginal approach. Microscopic examination of the excised tumor revealed spindle-shaped smooth muscle cells arranged around thick-walled blood vessels without evidence of malignancy. Immunohistochemical analysis showed positive staining for smooth muscle antigen, SMA, and CD34, confirming the diagnosis of cervical angiomyoma. At her 3-month follow-up visit, the patient reported complete resolution of both heavy menstrual bleeding and pelvic pain, with no post-operative complications. The authors also reviewed the existing medical literature on this rare condition. They note that cervical angiomyoma represents only a small fraction of angiomyomas occurring in the female genital tract, with only a few cervical cases reported in the literature. While ultrasound is often the first imaging study performed, MRI can better demonstrate the tumor's vascular characteristics. Definitive diagnosis, however, requires histopathological examination together with immunohistochemical testing, which helps distinguish angiomyoma from other benign and malignant gynecologic tumors. The report further emphasizes that complete surgical excision remains the treatment of choice. Because cervical angiomyomas are benign, complete removal is generally curative, recurrence is extremely uncommon, and no cases of malignant transformation have been reported. Early recognition can therefore help patients avoid unnecessary anxiety and facilitate appropriate fertility-preserving management when clinically feasible. Quote, cervical angiomyoma, though rare, should be considered in the differential diagnosis of young females presenting with persistent heavy menstrual bleeding and pelvic pain. End quote. According to the authors, increased awareness of this rare tumor may improve diagnostic accuracy in women presenting with persistent gynecological symptoms. They emphasize that combining clinical evaluation with advanced imaging, histopathology, and immunohistochemistry is essential for establishing the correct diagnosis and selecting the most appropriate treatment. Overall, this case highlights the importance of recognizing cervical angiomyoma as a rare but treatable cause of persistent menorrhagia and pelvic pain. The findings demonstrate how careful diagnostic evaluation and complete surgical excision can lead to an excellent clinical outcome, while helping distinguish this benign tumor from more common gynecological conditions. Visit Volume 13 at oncoscience.us to read the full case report. To learn more about the journal, please visit oncoscience.us and connect with us on social media at X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. For media inquiries, please contact media@impactjournals.com.